This is Life Unauthorized, a new series from WHYY.
He told me I was supposed to come back to Mexico.
I feel sad, angry, and not cheerful.
Back at home, I would be in danger.
I agree with what Donald Trump has been doing about getting all the criminals out.
I'm just trying to stay on the right path.
Our reporters spoke with some of the more than 150,000 immigrants living without legal status in the Philadelphia region to bring you their stories. While it's hard to track, more than half of all people living in the United States illegally are believed to have come legally with a visa. That's according to the Center for Migration Studies. WHYY's Laura Benchoff brings us the story of Leanne, a woman from the UK who didn't plan to wind up in that camp.
Leanne is from a small industrial city in northern England.
It's just a little tiny, tiny town. There's quite a lot of people in there for a small town, but you get a lot of wrong people there. A lot of kids are just going all in the wrong way, wrong direction now. I know it sounds bad, but you've got a lot of people coming from different countries that are taking a lot of the jobs as well.
The 37-year-old and her family now live in Chester County. They can't work legally, so her husband has been doing odd jobs under the table since the family overstayed a tourist visa in 2015. During a summer trip to visit her father, a naturalized U.S. citizen, two things happened. One, her father, who has a genetic disorder affecting his lungs, appeared visibly deteriorated. There was also a tragic accident.
My stepbrother had a serious motorcycle accident, and that was in the August. We were due to go back in the August, and he was in a coma for about a month. They just weren't coping, and I didn't want to leave my dad in the state that he was in as well. And ended up missing the flight. I just didn't know what to do. Just panicked at that point.
So just to be blunt and clear, you don't have any legal right to be here right now?
I don't, know.
And your four kids don't either?
Nope.
What does that feel like?
Horrible. I feel like you just don't belong anywhere. I mean, I don't know. It's just horrible. It's just like, now I know if I go back right now to England that I'm going to be mad from here for 10 years, and I can't risk not seeing my dad. I mean, he could pass away in the next couple of years, and, you know, so it's just horrible not knowing what to do and sort of not feeling like you belong anywhere. It's horrible. It's probably wrong to say that I agree with what Donald Trump has been doing about getting all the criminals out, because, I mean, no country needs criminals anyway, do they? It's probably wrong to say, because I'm an immigrant myself. But I believe what he's doing is kind of right in some sense. But we've not all got the same story.
Leanne hopes her story will earn her permission to stay. But for now, she and her family are in a holding pattern, living in her father's house. She's asked for a kind of special dispensation to stay with her father, because applying for a visa to stay here legally would take years. And since she's broken immigration law by overstaying a tourist visa, she'd be barred from coming back to visit her ailing father for 10 years if she left now.
That was WHYY's Laura Benchoff speaking with a woman from England for our series Life Unauthorized, about the experiences of immigrants living illegally in the Delaware Valley. For more, visit newsworks.org/lifeunauthorized.